Prove it, I say.
It's true. 100% true. Katy Perry is my cousin. Distant cousin, but still through blood.
Welcome to another edition of Classic Canadian Rock, where Garrett claims Katy Perry is his cousin. And
With Joe Perry and Steve Perry, you know, from Journey and from Aerosmith.
Yeah, no.
It's true. Famous cousins run in my blood. Well, anyway, my name's Garrett Perry, and with me, as always, is Carl Wiesen.
Liar! Anyways.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about giving myself a nickname at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
The ever-popular Garrett Perry and the Honorable Carl Wiesen. That's really? What I'm thinking, yeah. So I'm going to start Classic Canadian Rock from now on.
I don't like that.
No?
No.
I think it's a good idea. I think it'll catch on.
No, I don't think it'll catch on here at the office.
Here. You think so? Let's go ask Mary. Mary, do you think it'd be a good idea if I called myself the ever-popular Garrett Perry at the beginning of Classic Canadian Rock?
Well, I think before we should do that, we should always ask ourselves in these situations, what would Kian do?
Come on, Mary. You don't work at Capital One anymore. You got bringing him up.
I'm desperate. Hey, you wanna give me some money? I'll take whatever scratch you got. I'm pretty hungry.
You're going to have to wait till payday, Mary.
Capital One ruined my investments.
So I think she's cool with it, Carl.
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah, so from now on, it's the ever-popular Garrett Perry. Cool?
Okay.
Cool? Okay. Yeah, it's cool. Of course, yeah, it's cool.
It kind of sounds like you're trying too hard, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
people don't like that, though.
It
turns people off, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, so I should be more down to earth?
Yeah.
What would be more down to earth of a nickname for me, Carl?
Galloping.
Ha! I know. Grand Perry, Garrett Perry.
Say that five times fast.
Grand Perry, Garrett Perry. Grand Perry, Garrett Perry. Grand Perry. Grand Perry, Garrett Perry. It's Prairie. Well, anyway, up first we have Carl's band, Whack in the Day, Blind Vinyl. One of the.
It's not like you're going to say Black Sabbath. Yeah, Tony Iommi. My name's Geezer.
You were in Black Sabbath?
No, I was in Blind Vinyl.
Oh, Blind Vinyl. Yeah, that's right. This classic Blind Vinyl tune that we've never played before.
Dug radio.
From out of the archives from the very first album.
Yeah, this is all recorded with a rock band mic, believe it or not. What? That's cool. What?
It's not cool.
Yeah, it is. It sounds awesome.
Here we go, man. It's No Place I'd Rather Be by Blind Vinyl.
Notice when James is like, wah! Wah!
Ah! Toss down in the gutter, streets become your home, yeah. Hard luck, killing pain, it's mostly all you know. You try and try, but it does no good, yeah. You never did what they ever said you should.
No Good by Bloodworm. Kind of metal. Sorry, Reg. We're playing metal on the show because it's going to be on the Classic Canadian Rock album, too.
Boom.
It's becoming reality.
Yeah, it is coming. And we got a lot of great artists to feature on this, the second edition.
We're going to have a lot of artists. We're going to play some of the featured artists at the end of the episode. That was Bloodworm. That's going to be on one. Next, we're going to play White Man's Card by Murray Porter. At the end of the show, My Dear by Bright City Heights.
Ooh, Bright City Heights.
And Paul Morgan. We're going to play the whistle song, Bad Luck.
Oh, Bad Luck. You know, that is just going to be the catchiest song there has ever been written on planet Earth.
Yeah, that was the theme song of the Hazleton Secondary School.
I believe it still is. Rumor has it, if you sit around that gymnasium long enough during to the wee hours of the night, you can hear that song playing all night long.
I think that's just Paul Morgan left a tape recorder on loop in his locker.
Damn it, Paul!
Anywho, it's going to be a great CD. No.
Coming up next in the Classic Canadian Rock playlist, we have a song by Apples. I don't even know the name of the song. She borrowed my tape recorder at Robson Valley Music Festival.
Nice.
She wanted to hear herself on tape, so she borrowed my tape recorder right before Scott Dunbar went on stage, like 10 minutes, and she was supposed to do a sound check, so I guess yeah, this is what she did in that like 10 minutes. It's really awesome. So I don't know how to get in contact with her, but I told her I'd play it on the radio. This is the third time.
This is by Apples and Oranges.
Just kidding. Just apples.
No oranges.
Bananas.
Nope. None of those.
Apples.
Yep.
Gotcha.
stories with no one to tell them to. Ages, ages, wasted time, think I'd come back to you. The ocean seeks the shoreline as a metaphor, and how come it sounds like a war?
Stay. your love, I won't make you cruel. But there's only one thing I can say. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No way. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all.
Train in Vain by The Racket. Cover by The Clash by The Racket.
Yeah.
Ah.
But yo, you played that?
I did. I just played that. Weren't you what? Listening?
No.
Take those earplugs out of your ears. Can you even hear me now?
I don't like. My mom said never to listen to rock. It's the devil's music. And if you listen to too much of it, you're turning into one of Lucifer's.
But The Racket's rock and roll.
I know.
But why were you excited that we played it, even though you couldn't hear it?
Because I like rock and roll.
I'm going to play another Racket song. You better not put those earplugs back in, because I'm going to play Love Games. Can you hear Carl? Carl?
Garrett, I'm hungry!
Before, and I'm tired.